I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Waking you.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yo,
wake up on 98.5 KLUC.
Man, and then complete and total focus, 5:30 on Monday, right? 5 on Monday? 5:30? What time, Spitz?
5:00.
5:00 on Monday. Oh, 5:30 for the Aces on Sunday is where I'm getting confused. I'm like, why did I think 5:30? 5:30 for the Aces on Sunday, 5:00 for the Golden Knights on Monday. A historic sports weekend again.
Yeah.
In the beautiful county of Clark, in the great state of Nevada. And here is Clark County Commissioner Steve Sisolak and gubernatorial candidate, I might add.
Yes.
Steve Sisolak, you're not having to go to Reno again, are you?
I tell you what, this is incredible, isn't it?
It really is.
It's a lot of fun. Do you get to stay home this weekend, Steve?
I'm going to be doing some campaigning, obviously, but I will definitely be at the T-Mobile on Monday night. I wouldn't miss that for the world.
No, you can't.
Wouldn't miss that for the world. It's so exciting. I can't begin to tell you that this town is on fire. You see more Golden Knights shirts and jerseys and hats and lanyards. It's just incredible. Everybody is so into it. It's we had our management graduation at the county on Thursday, and I gave out little Golden Knight lapel pins along with their little diplomas. I think they like the pins more than they like the diploma.
Awesome. Just
incredible.
Awesome.
Everybody loves it.
Well, and you're traveling the state these days, too. Are you seeing it in other places as well?
You do. You see quite a bit of it up in Washoe and Reno in particular. Not so much in the rurals, you know, because I don't think they have the availability. But in Washoe and Reno, they had a nice display in the airport and one of the gift shops where they were selling the stuff. And no matter where you go, it's just night fever. It's incredible. It's great.
Yeah, it's just really amazing. So, okay, so Spence, give the commissioner our newest crazy idea.
Okay, so commissioner, the thing that's kind of taken off is hashtag no caps, and that's in response to the Washington Capitals hashtag, which is all caps and all capital letters. That's what they use. So we go lowercase and everything, every tweet, every memo, every email has to be in lowercase letters. Otherwise, you're rooting for the Washington Capitals.
You know, technologically, I don't know how you do that on your computer, but I like the hashtag no caps. I love it. I think anything that gets everybody excited is good with me. But
I got to be honest.
You made some good points. I mean, George McPhee put that team together. I mean, he built that team, so he knows everything about every player on that team. So that's going to help us considerably. I think coming in, that'll help us.
Didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he put those guys in there, so he knows what he's looking for. He knows what he drafted or what he hired when he got him there. And that in combination with Fleury, I think that don't want to get overconfident, but we've got home ice advantage, 4 games here. Hopefully it doesn't go to that we need the 7th game. But
well, frankly, Commissioner, I'm sorry, but I cannot afford more than 2 games. So I'm sorry, they're going to have to win it in 4. Otherwise, I will not be able to donate to your campaign for governor. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Well, what would you rather do, go to a Knights game or go on vacation to Hawaii for a week? I'd take the Knights game as far as I'm concerned.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah. I agree. But
the energy in that building is just astounding, and I've gone to several of the watch parties as well that they have outside. If you can't get into the game because you don't have a ticket or you don't want to spend that kind of money, I encourage people to go down to Toshiba Plaza. I mean, they have done that upright for, you know, watching the games. It's, you know, the big screen TVs, and it's incredible.
And there's beers. You can't beat that. And there's beers right there.
Yeah. And, you can't beat it.
But I'm telling you, my friend, you want to go viral, all you got to do is do one county, some maybe an official memo or just like even one proclamation. And if you do a no caps proclamation and you do it all in lowercase letters, you're viral. You're out there.
He's right.
I'm telling you.
We'll work on that. I that's a great idea. It's a great idea. That's anything gets people fired up is good with me.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go. No caps.
Okay. Hashtag no caps.
No caps. Hashtag no caps. Thanks, Commissioner.
You got it. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go, go, go!
On 98.5 KLUC.
I was just curious, heading into Stanley Cup Finals game number one, is there still, were you a hockey fan before this? Because I know you grew up back east. Were you a hockey fan before?
No, my mother dragged me to Ranger games probably as soon as my eyes opened. And no, I never really had the passion for it because there were so many other sports that were so much more embraced in the city. But tell me, have I grown to love it with everybody else that lives here?
Of course, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So my question was, is there still part of it that you, that when you're watching the game, you go, I don't get why they do this?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Look, life is about learning every day, and there's always something. And then you can start really concentrating on the players. Why did they do that with their stick? And how about the play last in the last game or the second to last game where the guy's just standing there? He had no hockey stick. And I thought, well, how's he going to get off? What can he do, lie down? You know, I mean, you think about these things. And he only has so much time, and the switch has to be absolutely simultaneous. You can't have too many guys on the ice. So it's fascinating. I think it's a fascinating sport, and of course has so much of the fight in it too.
You know what, nothing would make me happier than to watch one of the Golden Knights games with the mayor, because I feel like you and I see the same things in all these games. I'm like, yeah, what does he do now? I don't get this icing thing, but I know I like it. It's good when they ice. So
you know what's great is, thank luckily for us all, we can Google icing and in a second know what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. But it is a funny term, though. Yeah, they're on ice already. Okay, come up with a different name. It's just confusing.
Let's get into this now, Mayor.
Yeah.
What is it possible that over the next 10 days or however long it's going to take for us to get rid of these Washington Capitals, that we actually get rid of all of the Capitals and we go no caps throughout the duration of this Stanley Cup Finals? So whatever you type, there's no capital letters. Is it possible to push that through?
Wow. I mean, you're, wow.
You got to think about it.
Yeah, it's tough.
When you said no caps, I'm thinking no caps on your head. That was my first thought.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. No capital letters.
No capital letters. Well, do I tweet to your, all right, no caps in tweets. Okay, no caps in tweets.
I'm just saying.
There we are.
Think about it. Love to Oscar, and
thanks.
Have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, too. Be safe.
And we'll see you soon.
Call
go Knights, go.
Anything. You know we're here. Go Knights, go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.